Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
I didn't warn you today.
Baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, yeah, I'm gonna love you so. From the big round bottom to the top of your mouth. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
No dancing in the chairs with you.
When I
okay,
saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
I was going to have to cut it short. People are mad. There's people that are mad already.
I know. How could you get that song short, Corey?
I has to. He has to.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Fine.
You have to save it. Save some for tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's Friday. Can't wait. The weekend gaming begin on Friday.
Oh, my. There's so much more news today than when I started. And
I know. They're like just sending it to us. All right, people.
Well, I'm confuffled. We have a couple of news stories I got sent twice about the same thing, one announcing it and then saying it.
I'm telling you, it's Thursday all day long. I think they're like fat fingering their whole send button sometimes.
Wow. I'm not sure what to do with this. Thank you, Funcom. I'm confused. Yeah, did you? Well, I work this out.
How are you today, Corey? No, you're
good. I'm confused. I can even do the announcement. Hey, welcome to lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Welcome to lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey. Wait, no, I'm Ginger.
I'm Corey. Fun job. Thursday. Welcome to Thursday.
All day long.
Well. I do want to do a quick announcement before I toss it back to Ms. Ginger.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, there are still old Betsy keys. Yes, you can have some. We are rationing them off because we have very few left. We want to make sure we get each and every one of you one. Stop panicking. It's okay.
Stop triple and quadruple requesting.
Yes, because you're not going to get quadruple requests. And that's part of the reason why we slow it down so that we can watch, make sure we don't get triple requests. So it's okay, peoples. I got tons of emails and forum posts from our forums yesterday, which I like, though, by the way. You can keep sending me messages. I love it. But just relax. It's okay.
I get people send me hugs and kisses in the forum. So, like, hugs, kisses,
Yeah, very nice. I tell you, I said it before, I say it again. Fallen Earth is the nicest community. The rest of you should take notes, really.
Yes. I love that community.
Very, very nice. I'm on the wrong page with the news, so you definitely need to go next. Sean Bowman.
I love you, Sean Bowman.
Sean Bowman, I'm so sorry that she is stalking you, but what can I say? You brought it up on yourself with the camera that you had on and the PvP flag. You brought it up on yourself.
Oh, you totally did.
Don't be having your PvP flag on when she's around.
Or at least don't taunt me when you do.
Is that what he did? Is that what you're asking?
No. Well, not the first time. The first time I just killed him because he was PvP flagged. But the second time it was, hey, Ginger, I'm flagged.
Oh.
So,
Yeah, you asked for it. You were begging
mm-hmm.
for it, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You were begging for it, boy.
Like a Marco Polo. Where you at? I'm next to the stairs.
Yeah, there aren't many stairs in Fallen Earth, so that's a good thing to tell you. There's not that many stairs. All right. Did you what we got for some news before I start getting some emails from angry folks going, can you just tell us the news already?
All right. Let's go with the news.
What you got?
Oh, what have I got? I've got the moron test. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Best-selling iPhone and Android app, The Moron Test, launches on Windows Phone 7. The Moron Test, already available for the iOS, Android, and Ovi, more in store 2011. DistinctDev today announced the immediate availability of the Moron Test on the Windows Phone 7 platform, a key step in their plan to bring their flagship app to several new platforms in coming months. The Moron Test is the ultimate brain teaser app for smartphone users and has been downloaded over 11 million times across the iOS App Store, the Android Market, and Nokia's Office Store. The Moron Test for Windows Phone 7 is available for $299 from the Zoom Marketplace. Berkeley Mulligan, president and CEO of DistinctDev, says, "We're excited to bring the Moron Test to Windows Phone 7's Zoom Marketplace because we're very optimistic about the platform's potential to gain widespread adoption." Nokia's plan to begin using Windows Phone 7 for their devices was a surprise that makes the launch of this version even more fitting. "We have always been eager to bring our game to as many people and platforms as possible. The Moron Test is an experience that is best shared with friends. So we want to make sure that all smartphone users have a chance to enjoy our app." Yes, because morons are always much more fun in groups.
Oh, boy.
Yes. All right. Listen, Moron Test has been one of the best. I'm too busy laughing. Has been one of the best-selling apps of all time on both the iOS and Android platforms, entertaining millions with its clever questions and cute characters. It's one of the top 20 best-selling iOS apps of all time and also the number 8 best-selling paid game of all time on the Android market.
Really?
Beyond Windows Phone 7, DistinctDev has also announced plans to bring Moron Test to iPad, BlackBerry, Intel App Store, and the Mac App Store platforms in 2011. All right, so that's going to be over on Zoom, social.zoom.net, if you want to find it.
Oh, I could play it, too, on my Zoom? Me and my Zoom have been having an argument.
It's also on Twitter and Facebook, twitter.com/ the Moron Test, and facebook.com/ the Moron Test.
Stop it. Well, you know what? I looked up and I almost thought this press release said Sean Bowman.
Sean Bowman.
His name is Sean Bowman. Fight Club people will get that reference. Okay, so this is the press release that had me confused. Lovely people over at Funcom, who we've been friends with forever. They're the people who made Anarchy Online, H. Conan, those people. They have a new game called Fashion World Live. They're saying it's going to bring the world of fashion to the social media universe. Funcom, 505 Games, IMG, and creative director Pat McGrath going to create the first interactive online entertainment platform for fashion lovers. Yeah. It's due to launch September of this year. Fashion World Live will premiere the first virtual fashion universe to exist in the social media space. It says, "We're very excited to be working with industry leaders such as IMG, 505 Games, and Pat McGrath." And that's from Funcom CEO Trond Arne Aas. Keep in mind, people, there. From the Netherlands, I believe. So that's where their names come from. They also have an office here.
That's why we're tripping over their names.
Yes, we're sorry. They said, "Funcom is bringing our experience, our creative talent, and our technological expertise as a world-leading developer of online games to the project. Fashion World Live is an important next step for us as we continue to expand our focus into social gaming. Fashion World Live will initially be available on Facebook and will eventually allow users to create and collaborate across all facets of the fashion industry, from design, styling, modeling, makeup artistry, photography, show production, and more." You know, that's my thing. Within the Fashion World Live community, users will explore and activate their own individual talents, collaborate and network with each other to create and build various dimensions of the fashion industry, and rise to fame with each challenge and success. Fashion World Live harnesses the established global community and reach of Facebook to enable millions of users to become part of the fashion industry, said Aas. That name, wow. Fashion World Live is visually and functionally engaging and creates a unique online space for innovation. For more information, you can visit in fashionworldlive.com. And I am amazed, just caught on to IMG. IMG Fashion is also, if I'm not mistaken, people that has IMG models. If you watch Top Model, you probably hear that a lot, IMG. That's a big, those are the big wigs. Those are the big girls and boys. So that's quite an accomplishment. I hope it does well because I love me some photography. As Ginger will tell you, I will stand and take 15 million pictures and not even tell you I'm taking them because that's how I roll.
Oh, but she's so awesome at it, people. You just have to see.
So the site, again, the site is, it's a nice looking site, actually, to be so simplistic. Go check it out. There's some nice interview and stuff there. I'm just waiting to take pictures. I could care less about the rest of it. Okay, I lie. I do like some some modeling. But it has to do with the pictures. Look, it still has to do with the pictures.
And she doesn't want to buy you jewelry to do the modeling. Well,
oh,
another story.
Oh, yeah. Some of you people in Second Life, the audacity.
Exactly. The audacity.
Audacity.
All right, so the 2010 Family Game Year Award has been announced.
Yay! And we put them up, too.
Oh, yay! So you can head over to our website, gamingmatrix.com. Go see it. But let me go ahead and read this to you for those of you who are at work. The Family Gamer Awards were created in 2007 in response to families confused by ratings and advice on buying games. Each year, the FGAs have worked with families to select games ideal for their different age groups, infants, juniors, students, workers, parents, and seniors. The FGA Awards for games that not only adhere to the PEGI BBFC ratings in terms of appropriate content, but will also be enjoyed by each age group as well. They focus on connecting families with the games they will get the most out of. All right, so let's see. The top games for infants, which is 3 to 6 years, was the Wii Party with 16% of the vote.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. Top game for juniors, which is 7 to 11 years, is Kinect Sports for the 360, 10% of the votes. Top game for students, which is 12 to 17, is the new Mario Brothers for Wii, 15% votes. That is a fun game. Top game for workers, 18 and over, Halo Reach, with only 4% of the votes. Wow.
See, the other people are kind of haloed out, too.
Mm-hmm. Top game for parents, Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yes.
And that's with 12%. And the game for grandparents was Pictionary on the DS with 4% of votes.
That's amazing.
That is.
I didn't see that coming. Wow.
Mm-mm. Oh, and apparently the actual 2010 Family Game of the Year is Wii Party with 16% of the votes.
Okay, Wii Party is effing awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've had a lot of fun with it, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to read more? Again, you can head over to our website, gamingmatrix.com, or it looks like, I don't know, gamepeople.co.uk.
Well, I got some interesting news.
Yeah, what's going on?
Another conference.
Another conference? Lord, people.
Well, this is London's Comic Con. Green Lantern is apparently... Yes, Green Lantern is apparently going to headline the MCM Expo. The MCM group are delighted to announce that the much-anticipated action-adventure Green Lantern will be the official title sponsor of the next MCM Expo, which takes place at Expo London on 27th through 29th of May. That's awfully close to E3. Wow. It's now in its 10th year. Again, this is London's Comic-Con. They cover movies, comics, games, anime, television, and more. The UK's premier gathering for all things pop culture. The show is the ideal venue to showcase such a highly anticipated movie with its roots in comic books, of course. Green Lantern is starring Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan, along with Blake Lively, Peter Sarsgaard, who I absolutely adore. Oh, my God. Syrup needs to be poured on that man. And Mark Strong, and is directed by Martin Campbell, the guy that did GoldenEye and Casino Royale. The upcoming Warner Brothers release is based on the popular and long-running series from DC Comics. Go DC! Is due to hit UK cinemas in June. I'm still gonna get cut for that one. I know some. Why? You know, now I'm really gonna get cut. Oh, I lose my fangirl status for that. Oh, see, there's the phone ringing now. Let me silence that. See, I'm in trouble. You didn't know. Oh God.
My
brain went blank. I'm serious. Marvel. I'm sorry. Thank you. Cut. As part of the MCM Expo, Warner Brothers, the Interactive Entertainment, will also be showcasing the upcoming Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters video game. Oh, no. Due for release on all formats in the summer. No games out of movies, please. This is, they're absolutely delighted that the Green Lantern is the title sponsor of May's MCM Expo. This is from Brian Cooney, who is the show organizer. If ever a movie was tailor-made to appeal to our 50,000 visitors, it is Green Lantern. So we're thrilled that London MCM Expo is to play a key role in Warner Brothers' launch of the film and video game. We do have this up on our site, I believe. Yes, we do. And you can find the links here. They're going to be greenlanternmovie.co.uk, londonexpo.com, and mcmexpogroup.com/store. And I'm guessing since it's so far ahead of time, you still have time to get tickets and save your money and all that goody gumdrop stuff.
Awesome. Okay. Well, the East Gay is running a special deal, it looks like. I'm pulling this from gamepolitics.com, and it looks like they just got it just straight from the ECA.com. But anyways, the ECA, the Entertainment Consumer Association, has announced today that students and U.S. military personnel may sign up to be a member of the Consumer Advocacy Group for just $1. To qualify, all you need is a valid .edu or .mil email address, and with that $1 fee, you members will receive affinity benefits, educational resources, and advocacy efforts that are provided to all ECA members.
Yay!
Uh-huh, that is awesome.
Keep up. Join!
Heather, Elterson, yes, Heather Elterson, ECA Vice President of Marketing, has to say that the ECA is extremely excited to launch this new ongoing promotion for the millions of military personnel and students who have passions for video games. The ECA strongly supports all of the hard work that students in our military do, and this is our way of giving back. So this is awesome. ECA members can take advantage of numerous benefits offered by high-profile companies such as Target, Sprint, Hyatt, Zipcar, and Buy.com. Benefits consist of discounted prices on video games and accessories, gaming events, apparel, hotels, and movie and game rentals. The ECA also offers a comprehensive package of service to its members. From employment resources in the gaming industry, gaming and political news and forums, an online gaming directory, ECA calendar of gaming events, and access to gaming research and polls. The ECA continues to be the destination to connect the gaming community. For a full list of membership benefits and discounts, and to learn how to become a member or to find out more about the ECA, you can head over to theeca.com.
.org, I think. Is it .org? .com?
Just says .com.
I think they helped out.
TVA.com.
I should know this chapter president. Bad Corey.
Bad Corey.
Bad Corey. Well, I have a story that's kind of close to my heart. Yay!
Yeah.
Idea Fabric is showcasing new social game development technology at GDC. They're the people who wrote the Hero Engine, which is the first MMO I got to work on using that engine. Yay! They're saying they're going to unveil a new gaming development platform at GDC. See, I see how I tricked you. It's actually conference news. they're showcasing a new platform that represents a major breakthrough in development of social games at GDC later this month in San Francisco. Yes, at the Moscone Center. I keep telling you about it. According to a recent report from Business Insights, the social gaming market encapsulates nearly 600 million users and was worth...
Wow.
Yes, and worth nearly $1.5 billion worldwide. This was just last year. Similarly, the market research from Newzoo found that roughly 90% of gamers in the United States play casual games. Since acquiring the Hero Engine platform for MMO game development last year, I love the Hero Engine. It's awesome. Idea Fabric's growing engineering team has worked in stealth mode to create a better way for developers to bring their games into the rapidly expanding space. GDC attendees interested in learning more as well as taking a first look at the new technology in action can visit Idea Fabric at booth 932 in the South Hall of the Moscone Center from March 2nd to 3rd. You can also, of course, drop by their site, make some appointments with them. It's ideafabric.de. Yeah, that's it. That's all the information they have. I was hoping they had a Facebook page. But let me just tell you, Hero Engine is awesome. And I've worked with some... What's the other one that everybody always uses? Real Engine? Hero Engine versus Real Engine? I gotta say, if they were up against each other, Hero Engine is probably a little better. A little easier to work with. I found Unreal Engine to be a little confusing. Whereas I jumped right into the Hero Engine, I had built a level. It took me about 3 days. 3 days of motion sickness, but it was beautiful. Damn it. All right, Jen, we didn't lose you, did you? Did we? Oh, there you go.
Sorry. No, I was coughing.
You with the muting just scares me.
I know, but I'm sure they don't want me coughing in their ear.
So I'll have to cut me some Comcast. Okay.
Yeah, we should cut them anyways.
Go.
Public voting opened for National STEM Video Game Challenge. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com. It looks like they got it from Serious Game Source. Yes, Serious Game Source. The Joan Gons Cooney Center at Sesame Workshop announced that public voting of the National STEM Video Game Challenge for collegiate and professional developers is open to the public. This will run until February 25th. Looks like you can vote on over 35 submitted projects that highlight the importance of the STEM fundamentals in education. Looks like besides a substantial cash prize, the team earning the most votes will be awarded an exhibitor full access package for the Game Connection and the 2012 Game Developers Conference. All of this year's entries try to teach students about math, science, technology, and all the key elements of the President's STEM Learning Initiative. All right, so you want to find out more, you can go to the cooney-stem.skilled.com/vote.jsp. Let me try this again. Cooney, cooney-stem.skilled.com/vote.jsp.
Well, some of you need to be aware, you PS3 people, Sony is laying the smack down.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah, it is on. They're cutting access to PSN for some PS3 users. Yesterday, and this comes to us from our friends Game Politics, they're saying that SCEA fires, that's the Sony Corporation, they fired a warning shot over the bow. So today they're going to make good on their promise. Anyone that uses a jailbroken PS3 system will receive the following message. You cannot use the PlayStation Network with this account. And then, of course, it's a string of numbers. Other PS3 users claim that they're receiving warning letters via email similar to the one posted on the PlayStation blog yesterday, which you can go over and check out. But it goes something like, let me get my computer voice. Notice, unauthorized circumvention devices for PlayStation 3 system have been recently released by hackers for the PlayStation 3 system. These devices permit the use of unauthorized or pirated software.
So, wow, that's creepy. Don't do that.
Pass the practice. When the Matrix happens, I'm going to get right in. Okay.
I'm working for
Rob. I am in trouble for my Marvel and DC comment earlier, I'd like to say.
Is that why your phone is ringing?
Oh, yes.
You are in trouble.
That is in big trouble. But what there's...
You did it, not me.
Yeah, it was me. I'm sorry. I'm not a comic book girl. I have a few I like. You know, I like Daredevil, and I like a little Batman thrown in. And so I'm not a heavy, heavy comic book girl. I know what's going on in the stories, just not heavily. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a gamer geek. Sorry. Ask something about a game. Anyway, basically... You guys out there with hacks, PlayStation 3, they're going to be asking you to unplug or get rid of anything that circumvents your system that causes you to be able to play pirated software. What Game Politics is saying is they're not clear whether the PSC bans are related specifically to running customized firmware or because of some other things that are going on the PS3 network. My concern is... we have movies that we've before and downloaded to our PC that we kind of stream, you know, throughout my house.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we do it on the PlayStation because it's in my bedroom. And it's just, you know, easy to put a console in each room so that you don't have to, you know, I feel like watching this. People don't fly over the TVs and stuff. So I'm hoping when I turn on my PlayStation later on that I don't see this message. And if I do, it's going to be trouble.
Yeah. I can see that.
It's going to be.
Before you get somebody, I have no idea.
No, I just have a big mouth. It'll be all over our side. Other people's, I'll be on their side. My stuff is all legal.
Yeah, they don't seem to care too much about that anymore.
True. We all get punished.
Yep. You have one bad apple. All right. So maybe it's a couple of, you know, million bad apples. But hey, the rest of us are still good.
Right.
All right. Corey, are you sitting down?
What? Is it good?
Natsumi brings you fishing like you've never seen it before in Real Fishing Paradise 3D.
Ooh. Where?
It's coming for the Nintendo 3DS this spring.
Ah, crap. I don't have a 3DS yet.
We're going to have to get one. Hey, Nintendo. All right. So Natsume Incorporation, a worldwide developer and publisher of family-orientated games, announces today that Real Fishing Paradise 3D for the Nintendo 3DS. The game will be available this spring and is not yet rated by the ESRB. I'm sure it's probably going to be family-friendly since it's fishing, but you never know. Hiro Maekiwa, president and CEO at Natsume, says, "We are thrilled to be bringing the best-selling fishing series into the third dimension, with environments that boast stunning depth and fish that leap off the screen at you. Real Fishing Paradise 3D is a fishing experience like nothing you've ever seen before." All right, so let's get down to the good stuff. In Real Fishing Paradise 3D, the players will travel to over a dozen stunning fishing locales in their quest to become master anglers. They'll fish tranquil lakes, rocky coasts, flooded forests, and more, all rendered in the eye-popping 3D that brings every leaping fish and splash of water to life. A huge variety of fish will test the expertise of even the most seasoned fishing veterans, from wily largemouth bass to powerful bluefin tuna. Players can mix and match rods, reels, lines, lures, or bait to create their own personalized tackle box. Collecting rare items is both advantageous and addictive, with tons of gear to discover and use. They say with so much to see and do, Real Fishing Paradise 3D is a game guaranteed to draw players into its depths. All right, so you want to see some pictures. Looks like we're going to have some up on the website in a minute. But you can also head over to Natsume, Natsume.com. No, I got to get me a 3DS. My birthday is kind of, that's all I got to say. That's all I got
to
say.
No, to me, people.
Well, some of you out there that are big fans of the little game called Def Jam Rap Star and another little game called Ghostbusters, the video game, will love this next bit of news. No. This comes from, and yes, I'm going to say the city because it's in Texas. Louisville, Texas. Woo! Terminal Reality.
Yay!
Terminal Reality. We love you. Got to get down there. They have officially announced that they have authorized the Infernal Engine for Nintendo 3DS development on those two games. On March 27, Nintendo will introduce portable glasses free 3D to North America, and the Infernal Engine is poised to be a major player on the platform. The Nintendo 3DS system opens up several new gameplay possibilities, employing motion controls, three separate cameras, and numerous other inputs to complement the rich 3D display. The more I hear, the more I want it. Infernal Engine for Nintendo 3DS offers game makers all the same best-in-class support they've come to expect from Terminal Reality's development solution over the years, along with the ability to create some of the most robust and exciting experiences available for the platform. They say they're excited to see what Infernal developers have in store for the Nintendo 3DS. This comes from Joe Kreiner, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing at Terminal Reality. It says, glasses-free 3D changes the game, and we're eager to make our mark on the new portable software landscape. The Infernal Engine is one of the most versatile and efficient development solutions on the market, and our consistent success is proving it. They're saying, look for announcements soon on specific Infernal-built Nintendo 3DS titles. Coming soon, the Infernal Engine easily scales between systems, whether we're developing for the 360, the PS3, the Wii, the PSP, the PlayStation 2 even, PC, and the Nintendo 3DS system. Awesome. You people are hard. I love it. See, Texans, we do it big. In addition to being top-notch development platform, the Infernal Engine comes with best-in-class support and streamlined content pipeline to maximize productivity. Companies interested in the Infernal Engine licensing can visit InfernalEngine.com. Or shoot an email, which we did leave up on our site, to enginesales@terminalreality.com with a demo request. And we did that. Why? Because they're Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Damn straight.
yeah, we bring it.
So I am excited. I got to get, time for a road trip. Got to get down to Terminal Reality.
That sounds good to me.
Say hello to some people down there.
Mm-hmm. I like me some road trips, too.
Yes, with some fishing on the way. We need a drive. We need a driver. We can't go. We can't fish while we ride.
Who wants to drive us? Like, you know, you got to pick her up and then come all over here. And then we got to go back.
That's right. it's time for the break. Oh, my God.
Break time.
It's break time. We will see you after the break. Ginger's going to sing for us. Go ahead, Ginger.
No. Ah, remember, you can find this and other news on our website, GamingHX.com or GamerGirlsRadio.com under the Lunch with Ginger and Corey tab. Mm-mm-mm. Playing too much Fallen Earth. Mm-mm-mm.
My favorite. The taunt.
Cannot wait till summer again so I can rock this in the car and just
exactly gonna have the sunroof open, the windows down. Oh yeah.
I don't know if this is last summer or the summer before. I pulled up next to these guys and they had their, you know you guys in the summer, you like your music boom, and I pulled up and I was playing the theme to Tetris, a remix of it, and the guy turns his music down and he looks over at me. Is that Tetris? I said, it sure is. Where did you get that?
Awesome.
See, gamers, you're cool and you don't even know you're cool. I know I'm cool.
Doesn't help you know that Corey's hot, so.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm.
As in, it is hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. All right, anyways. No,
you did not.
All right, I may have had a little bit too much caffeine this morning. Just a little bit.
See, I get her. I don't know. Okay. Don't even ask. Just don't ask. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Tell them.
It's my turn. All right. Free-to-play social RPG, Buddy Rush, launches on the Facebook iPhone game. On Facebook iPhone game available on the App Store. Single-player RPG has gamers grabbing buddies and beating up baddies.
It didn't sound right.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. Team Somo, the game development group of app and game publisher Company 100, today announced the Facebook and iPhone release of its action-packed social game, Buddy Rush. A casual role-playing game with dungeon crawler characteristics, Buddy Rush allows players to build a party out of computer-controlled characters created by their Facebook friends.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Players will pick one of the 7 fully customizable characters to play and level up. Create a group by selecting buddies from their Facebook friends lineup and go adventuring on missions. Encounter naughty oblins, fight off hordes trying to steal your sheep, oh boy, and gather materials for the village, all in pursuit of loot and experience as you and your buddies help each other out. Buddy Rush is now available for free on Facebook, or play on your iPhone by downloading the game from the iTunes App Store. All right, so we've got some features here. A beautiful 3D world, adventure in isometric landscape featuring polished 3D graphics with cross-platform play through a personal computer's web browser and on the iPhone, iPad, and Android coming soon. 7 customizable characters. Choose a class and customize outfits, armor, and weapons to help improve your character's talents and increase the chance that your friends will select your buddy for the next mission.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Play with your Facebook friends, buddy, form groups for missions, and dungeon by selecting Facebook friends' existing buddies. Reward their buddy with experience for bringing them along, and they'll return the favor by inviting your buddy for their own adventure.
Aww. We're picking you for kickball. Come on.
You get to be the kickball. yeah, Ginger may be evil. 5 different chapters and 40 missions. Each chapter presents a new environment and soundtrack with fresh objectives, monsters, and bosses to overcome. More chapters and missions coming soon. Over 1,000 items. Earn items make your buddy stronger by completing tough missions, dungeons, and challenges, or just, by purchasing upgrades in the store. Cheater, cheaters. Extra gameplay modes. Reaching certain level requirements unlocks special dungeons and challenges with difficult monsters and bosses to fight and special item rewards. All right, so you want to play, and your buddies want to play, right? So you can head over to their Facebook, which is facebook.com/buddyrush, or download to your iPhone from the iTunes App Store. Oh, and if you want more information on this game, maybe some screenshots, I think, well, yeah, I'm going to put them up on the website. But also, you can head over to buddyrush.solmo.com.
Well, I've got zombies.
Zombies? Again? Zombies?
Yeah. This is from Deep Silver. They're set to publish Techland's Dead Island, which is a zombie slasher that's set on a tropical island. This is from our friends over in Hampshire, UK. Love them. I love this press release. Terror, violence, madness, bedlam. A holiday paradise gone mad. A tropical island.
Oh my God.
A tropical island turns into total chaos after a mysterious zombie outbreak. Cut off from the rest of the world, the player's only chance to survive is to fight to the death and find a way to escape the island. Deep Silver has announced today that it will publish Dead Island, the upcoming gruesome zombie slasher by renowned developer Techland. Dead Island combines first-person action with a heavy focus on melee combat, character development, and customization. Ooh, interesting. Customization of a vast array of weapons. All of these gameplay features are presented in a dark story inspired by classic zombie movies with gritty and engrossing campaign that can be played with up to 4 players in co-op mode. Anybody say Left 4 Dead? Set in an open-world tropical island, hordes of different festering zombies await players around every corner while they embark on a variety of thrilling missions through the holiday resort. With firearms and ammunition being scarce, the player must rely on utilizing found items, weapons for self-defense, and fight off zombie hordes in intense melee combat. A diverse range of items can be collected and will later serve to transform the player's ordinary makeshift weapons into serious instruments of destruction. Love it. So you can check this out. Oh, well, actually, Dead Island. I'm sorry, there's mosquitoes. Can you believe it? Dead Island will be released worldwide for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Microsoft Windows PC later this year. You can find a trailer over on their Facebook page, which is /Dead Island Game. We have one screenshot. They went crazy with the high-res, so we didn't upload them all for you, but there's one very beautiful screenshot. It is gorgeous. I'm, again, not a graphics person, but it's beautiful. And if they have all this customization, I'm in. I'm good for shooting up some zombies. Where are my zombie peeps that I've played with on the Xbox? Where are you guys at? Let's get this one. I like this one.
That does sound hilarious. I love me some zombies. You know I love me some zombies.
Yeah, but I'm talking about beating them up. There's no guns. I got to think about it. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And they do have a trailer they're supposed to be putting up today. We have it. I'm not sure if I'm going to put it up. It's seriously large. Very, very large. Very large trailer. I'm thinking about it. If you could probably talk me into it with some candy. Who's got candy?
Oh, candy.
Mm-hmm. Candy will get you a trailer. See how easy that is? Candy will get you a trailer.
Oh, I want some candy.
I don't have it, didn't you? They do.
Oh, let's just see some candy.
See what y'all did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See what y'all did? Now she wants candy. She won't talk anymore until she gets candy.
All right. So I have some bad news. I didn't want to read the bad news after thinking about chocolate, but I'll go grab some chocolate afterwards and make myself feel better. Rare and Relentless hit with layoffs. This is coming from GamePolitics.com. Two more UK studios make painful decisions on reducing costs by laying off employees. The latest casualties are employees of Rare and Relentless.
Oh, horrible.
Mm-hmm. This is according to GameIndustry.biz. Relentless Software laid off around 20 redundancies a few weeks ago as part of a restructuring plan to focus on multi-platform game development. In the midst of these layoffs, Relentless is also recruiting 4 positions on new undisclosed projects. Director and co-founder Andrew Eads told GameIndustry.biz, "We have recently restructured the company to work on a variety of different projects and different platforms. Looks like the company is best known for developing Blue Toad Murder Files and the Buzz series."
Blue Toad Murder Files is actually pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Looks like GameIndustry.biz is also reporting that Microsoft's Rare Studio has reduced its staff, but the number of cuts is a point of contention with Rare. According to the report, which looks like they're getting it from Edge Online, 42 jobs are being cut at the rare Thai Cross headquarters, with 23 of those affected invited to apply for 23 positions at Rare's Birmingham facility. According to GI.biz, 19 is the maximum number of redundancies allowed under EU law without need for consultation. A spokesman for the company does say, "I can confirm that a small number of employees in the art department of Rare Studios have been informed that their roles are at risk of redundancy. While redundancies are never easy, these organizational changes are part of Rare's ongoing strategy and operational planning, which typically coincides with the shipment of a title. We are working closely with the affected employees to support them through this transition and help them apply for roles within Microsoft."
Oh, well, at least they're not leaving them out in the cold. That's a good thing.
No. It is good that they're helping them. So, sorry to hear that. I hope y'all all land on your feet. That's not a good time to be out of a job, that's for certain.
Definitely not. Well, here's somebody who loves to grief their own destiny. Former Rockstar developer is working on 1979. The game, not the year. David Consari, a former writer and director for Rockstar Games, is working on an interesting game that retells the real story of 1979, U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran, Iran. This comes from our friends at GamePolitics.com. His thing called Sari is responsible for the cinematic feel introduced in Rockstar's breakout hit GTA 3 and for his work on Remedy's Max Payne series and Alan Wake. Ooh. After leaving Rockstar, Kosari formed Ink Stories with his wife, awesome, in New York City, speaking to Russia Today, which is I think we'll have that trailer. I can go ahead and pop that up for you guys. Kosari said that he wants to tell the story of the Iranian Revolution with a focus on the U.S. embassy takeover that ultimately led to the Iran hostage crisis. Kosari wants to tell a deep story based on different perspectives from a multitude of playable characters. He says, while we're primarily looking at about 8 to 10 different roles, initially you'll start the game off as an Iranian, but American-born U.S. State Department translator who's coming in with the objective of trying to free the U.S. hostages. Kansari went on to say that he plans to use history to flesh out the game story and characters. For example, the relationship between Iraq, Saddam Hussein, and the U.S. will be explored. One of his main goals is creating this game is to encourage dialogue between the Western and Middle Eastern players. Awesome. That's called using your power for good. He says one of the main objectives here was to start some kind of social dialogue amongst people who are going to play it, not just in the West, but around the world. Things aren't so black and white when you are able to understand the side of the victim as well as the side of the aggressor. You can read more about the story either on GamePolitics.com or Joystick.com, and that trailer will be up if you want to see his full interview up on our site in just a few moments. I'll have it up for you. I love this guy. Is this the guy that's been giving me all this goodness from GTA? Because he's awesome.
Hello. I'm sorry. Not for certain. I was video.
I think this is awesome. An awesome idea. We've been begging for. I have. I love good, very games with really good storylines. This is. I'm already seeing. Why don't we have something like the Oscars for our games? I'm just saying. Yeah.
I don't know, but that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I already see this one doing really, really well among us grown-up ones. Some of you are not going to get it. Some people are not going to get it. They're going to be, where is he shooting? I want to blow up some stuff. But some of you who love a good story in your game, and this is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
1971, and the video looks awesome. It is up, by the way, first video. If you go down to the bottom left of our front page, GameAnatrix.com. Girl, you know it's time for us to go already.
I know, I see that.
Do you want to squeeze one more in before we go?
I'm going to try the best I can for this one. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com, Australian R18 plus rating impossible at March SCAG meeting. Australians hope that the R18 plus issue would be resolved at March Standing Committee of Attorneys General meeting had their hopes dashed once again as the government pushes the issue back to deal with local elections. New South Wales Attorney General John, Hat Zichtergos confirmed that because he would not be able to attend the March SCAG meeting, any decision of further discussion on R18+ would have to wait until after his re-election campaign. In order to approve the R18+ rating, all state and territory attorney generals have to agree to it. Australians expected to see progress on this issue at the March 4th SCAG meeting in Wellington, New Zealand. Looks like Hatzitzer Ghost, a spokesperson, told GameSpot AU, "Our caretaker period begins on March 4th, which is also the first day of the SCAD meeting. However, the NSW Attorney General will be attending the SCAD meeting, so he will not be able to participate in any voting that takes place on any of the issues discussed." And they go on to say that, of course, you know, gamers in the country are disappointed and angry. But r18games.com.au may have some advice worth heeding on the matter in light of today's developments. So, all right, you want to know more? You want to find out how you can help? Oh, we got cut. All right, so, y'all missed that.
Just in case you are still able to hear us, have a great day.
Thursday.
Yeah, we'll see you guys later on tonight. Mm-hmm. Wow. Gotta love Blog Talk. Here, not joking around. Okay, see you guys later.